This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is For a Better Life from IRIB English Radio. I am your host, Sayyid Mahdi Tawakkol. This discussion is related to Islamic lifestyle and is based on the Quran and Islamic narrations. Today I am going to be going over a topic that has a close connection to our life, which is our desires and wishes. Here let me explain that by the term wish and desire, I only mean worldly ones, not the spiritual goals. The spiritual goals in general should be on the focus of our attention. But contrary to that, with regard to worldly and material desires, we have many restrictions and many conditions in Islamic teachings. Just as the spirituality should be in the center of our attention, the materialistic wishes have to be restrained to only needed amount and not more. Prior to talking about this matter, let me add a key point here, which is very important. Wishes in general for gaining a goal or hopes for achieving a purpose in life is one of the greatest blessings that is created by God in our nature. Most of what we do, if not all of it, is due to these hopes and wishes. For example, if you are studying in academic centers, it is for the hope to get through the higher stages of education and to use the academic certifications for other goals we have for our future. Or if a farmer plants the seeds in the ground, it is because he hopes that they grow and finally he harvests them. These are the examples of wishes we have. Or if someone has a job, he hopes to get a salary at the end of the month and spend it for the necessities of his life and his family. If dreams, hopes, and wishes were completely removed from our lives, no one would make a positive move nor make an effort. I mean, our life would become totally motionless. We would prefer not to do anything. And hopelessness, frustrations, and desperations would become pervasive, and they would cover the whole life of people. And as a result, the cycle of human activity would become completely stopped. This is what the Prophet of Allah says in a hadith, Al-amalu rahmatun li ummati. Wish is a source of mercy from Allah to my nation. Then the Prophet continues, وَلَوْلَا الْأَمَلْ مَا رَضَعَتْ وَالِدَةٌ وَلَدَهَا وَلَا غَرَسَ غَرِسٌ شَجَرًا. And if there was no hope and no wish, no mother would breastfeed her child and no gardener would plant a seedling. This narration shows how much hopes and dreams are necessary in human life. If wishes were taken away from our life, no advancement in science would take place, no discovery, no invention, no academic education, and no improvement in any field of life. With this explanation, we understand how important and effective the hope and desires are, and how merciful Allah is that He has created this innate feature in our nature. But these wishes and dreams, if they go beyond the limit and occupies our mind and become our greatest concern, it is highly problematic. There is a criterion here that says the spiritual purpose are always more essential and more significant than the material goals. We mankind are created of a soul and a body. Our soul is the main part of our creation, and our body is just a tool to be used but our soul. Then soul can upgrade itself. In this world, the soul uses this body as a tool, and after death, it leaves this body and continues life in another way. So the goals of the soul should be the focal center of our attention. Let's go for a short break. I am Sayed Mahdi Tawakkol, and be with me to explain this point more.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
I was talking about our desires, our hopes, that we are created in such a way to be hopeful, and due to this we can achieve goals in our worldly life. But paying attention to these material goals should not lead us to neglect the spiritual part of life, which is the most important part. When the desires go beyond the limit of moderation and a person thinks of wishes that are distant and maybe so far that looks to be unattainable, or if a person thinks of things that are beyond the limit of need, it is totally abnormal. These wishes forces man to put all his efforts to achieve them. Then he would forget everything except them and look for these wishes day and night, runs after them in any possible moment. Such a person gradually forgets his next life and considers this worldly life to be continued forever because his wishes are so distant and only could be gained if he would be alive forever. When the hereafter is forgotten and the world is in the main focus, man gradually will become distant from God, will take forbidden paths, will use illegal means to achieve these goals. Finally, he will become polluted with sins. This indispensable point is referred to in a narration from Imam Ali, who have said, "Man أطال العمل أساء العمل." He who prolongs his desires will get involved in bad deeds. What the Imam points to of bad deeds is what I mentioned already. Such a person who is looking for lying dreams, he forgets the hereafter. His mind is more occupied with achieving his dreams. He does not have enough time to worship God. Spiritually is not important enough in his eyes. Such a person forgets that his life, the life of this world, is unstable, is short. And this approach entails many dangers for the real nature of human. It is against the purpose of human creation. We were created to worship God. And if we are looking for worldly desires, we should suffice it to the amount that is needed, and only to the amount that brings us closer to God. If our dreams make us so busy that we forget God and forget His remembrance, these dreams are devilish, they are satanic. In another narration we read that Allah said to Moses, "Ya Musa, la tutawwil fi dunya amalak." O Moses, do not prolong your wishes in this world. "Fayaqsu qalbuk wal qasil qalb minni ba'id." Since it will harden your heart, and the one whose heart is hardened is away from me. It is clear that the hardness of heart is caused by forgetting the remembrance of God, by forgetting the death, forgetting the resurrection. People who are caught up in lying dreams forget God, forget death and the resurrection. But those who are the true lovers of Allah are so short in their dreams that they are totally ready to leave this world at any moment. Those who are wise, intelligent, and intellectual, those who are connected to Allah, always are alert that if the time of death comes, they be fully prepared. But those who are after long and distant material wishes, and their mind are busy with them, they cannot be prepared as required. Again, I repeat that wishes and hopes with regard to material aspect of life is important. It cannot be neglected, but worldly desires should be in line with Allah's desires, with Allah's satisfaction, and should not separate man from paying enough attention to his spirituality. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand he knows. Every sparkling tear on every eyelash he knows. Every thought I have and every word I share.